Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't give one single second of thought to voting for Trump. At the same time, I hope he's the greatest president in our country's history. I hope the next 4 years are amazing. I would love it if he reaches across party lines, appointing Stephen Miller today. Not quite the step I wanted to see, but by the way, he won. He won decisively. He gets to appoint whoever he wants. I wouldn't appoint that guy to a dog catcher, okay? But this suggestion from mainly bitter liberals, let's just label it that way, Dave, who are so mad about Trump winning again, that you better not be friends with anyone who voted for Donald Trump. Give me a bleeping break. Now, I will say this. More of my friends who are Republicans, if we even discuss politics, and the majority of my friends, we don't talk about whatever else is going on. They're not big fans of Trump, but they agree with Republican principles. And many of them vote for Trump. Many of them say, I can't do it. I'm not going to say who, but one of my closest friends on the planet is a passionate, absolute MAGA supporter. Do we agree on that? Nope. Do I love him? Yes. That's a sliver of life. That is a small part of life. My friend and I can find hundreds of other areas where we agree, where we laugh, we have fun. So we don't agree on one part of politics. Great. Again, do I want Donald Trump as the next president? Hell no. I don't. But he is. And so the idea I'm now going to do, because my friend's candidate won and won with 312 votes, where I'm going to go, I'm going to take my ball and go home. I'm never talking to you. The thought doesn't cross my mind at all. And I think it's childish. You are allowed to love the guy, think he's the greatest president ever. You're also allowed to think, my God, what is our democracy going forward? Will we still have a republic, recess appointments, list after list after list? But if you are one, by the way, either way, let's say you're a MAGA supporter. You're a passionate Trump supporter. And you're not going to be friends with someone because they didn't vote for your guy or vice versa. Broaden out. Grow up. It seems childish to me. What do you want to say about this? 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, what are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts first are this seems to be the mindset that perhaps costs the Democrats this election.
Yeah, because I'm seeing way more of this from the left than I am on the right.
Yeah, sure. I think that's very fair. I think that's, you know, intolerance of the other political side. I realize it goes both ways, but it certainly seems the further left you get, that's where you find it the loudest. And
superiority.
You know, great, great word. Yes. A complete superiority complex of, you know, I don't understand personally why a lot of people voted for Donald Trump over another. I mean, let me rephrase.
You do, but you just don't identify with it.
Yes. I don't understand why they make the choice. I understand why they support his policies.
How they've arrived.
That they are conservative. I have many conservative values, too. But I look at the man and say, I don't believe he is worthy for a vote. Others do, and that's just fine. Whereas I think you hear it from, like I said, the further left you go of not only can I understand it, it's idiotic, it's stupid, you're a moron for doing so, and I,
garbage,
as we're showing right here, can't be friends with you.
Let's pause and let's get back to people on this. I would love phone calls on this. Maybe you agree. Maybe you're a lefty who is so bothered by this, and you're allowed to be bothered. By the way, at some point you got to just accept the results and move on and see what happens. And if you want to speak out on a regular basis, go ahead, speak out. Don't buy for 1 second. You're moving because I placed the over-under at 1.5. The number of people will actually move, and I'm staying with it. 1.5 individuals will move because of Trump. Not my guy. I just...
Does that count illegal immigrants?
Oh, they'll be moving. Just how and how many? Now, character for me does matter, and he fails that test in almost every way for me. That doesn't mean my friends who are Republicans or passionate Trump supporters, we're not going to hang on. Will we have a political conversation? Maybe. I don't know. I'm probably not the one to bring it up because I end up talking politics here. If they want to talk about it, we'll probably just agree to disagree. And we'll find 947 other areas where we'll laugh and joke or disagree in those areas. But to say my friendships are all ending, stop. I'm an adult. 46 past one. Where do you stand on this one? Give me a strong opinion. Text or call 651-461-9226.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I really don't want to spend this segment on policy. I want to spend this on would you end a friendship over a vote? Because, again, I'm getting text, well, it's not going to affect you. How do you know it's not going to affect me? Okay? Just the brief policy thing. I will repeat. I didn't spend a second considering voting for the guy. I don't think a republic is going to end. But I wish he wasn't the president. And I have great concern. But we also can have a separate conversation. And by the way, knowing what won't affect you, how do you know? How do you know what could affect me versus you? But this is, would you end a friendship over a vote on a vote for presidency? I am 1,000% no. 1,000. Now, if all of a sudden every conversation from the other person, Davis, back to it, and then we lose out on all the other fun, yeah, eventually, sure. But if that's just one part of it, we have all these other areas, not for a second. Is that fair?
Yes. If it's somebody who disagrees with you politically and, you know, their person wins and they're rubbing it in, and every time you meet them, it's back to politics. Yeah, that could get a little grating. But just for a vote and you can't go out golfing or go see a movie or head to dinner and talk about anything else? Of course not.
I think whoever does that is pretty shallow. I really do. Peter, go ahead. You're on CCO.
So I guess I got to reference a friend of yours who quoted him by saying, it comes down to me and whose ox is being gored.
Yes.
I trust you're familiar with the reference.
I think I know that person.
And exactly. I thought you might. But for me, middle-aged white guy, you know, in many ways, not a big issue. But it comes down to, what's the tipping point? I have very, very dear friends of mine, born and raised in Mexico, have lived here for 15 years, became citizens about 6 years ago. The level of racism that's grown over the past few years, I guess I would end it if you said your buddy's a diehard MAGA person. Well, does that mean he's honestly believes people, immigrants, are eating dogs and cats? And at that point, yeah, you know what? I would. If somebody's a racist, you know what? I don't care if we both like the Vikings.
Yeah.
I don't care if they.
Let me just. Peter, let me jump in and you jump right back in. If I have a friend who is a hater, who is offering filth, and is a racist, that person is not my friend. Period. End of discussion. If we have a healthy, if we have a healthy, spirited disagreement about Donald Trump, but I also believe that person is a good person, we just passionately disagree on this, then that person is still my friend. And I absolutely know many, I've called out Donald Trump's racist comments many, many times. I'm going to try to not react as much to his daily nonsense for the next 4 years, but the broad issues, I'm not going to back away. And the one friend I was talking about is a compassionate, kind person. We just don't agree on this part of life.
So, yeah, to that end, if it is, when it's, you know, you had said earlier, policy is one thing, but when I hear, and I have a daughter who's, I just can't imagine the true diehard supporters who are believing that the issues with race and in the comments and how to treat women, and it's just some of that's bridge. Now, I have several of my brothers voted for Trump, and yes, I know they don't feel that way. I know they're not, they don't fall into a racist category such.
You're making my point, Peter. I got to jump into other calls and texts. Thank you so much. Sean, you're on WCCO.
Hey, thank you. Hey, first of all, I miss your dad. I never met him, but I always felt like he was a friend of mine just from his column in the radio.
Very, very, very nice of you to say that. Ever, so thank you.
Yep, I always felt lost an old friend. As far as a friend over politicals, I would never lose a friend over it. I've been active in politics, and some people have very personal reasons why they vote on issues. It could be social. Somebody might have a special gay niece or nephew. A lot of different reasons. You don't know people's backgrounds or why they may feel that way. You don't know everything about their personal life. I just try to accept they went with their best gut. They're still my friend, obviously, unless it gets in the racist area. So thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Chad, if your friend votes for a convicted rapist, remember, you're judged by the company you keep. I'll stand by my friend and his character all the time. I just would never vote for Donald Trump. By the way, there might be a lot of people in your life, too, who have voted for Donald Trump, and you don't know about it, by the way. When I get in these situations with family and friends, I always remember that we have a lot more in common than just a vote and that we should respect our differences. I'm left, but definitely not far left in reading text here. Over many, many years, I've had to adjust on the right. Trump will be a hard adjustment, but I'm confident I will. Would I lose a friend over it? Never. We're going to go 58-35. Take it at the bottom. My MAGA friends become emboldened through following Trump and posting on social media. They say racist and homophobic things. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. If one of my friends, I hope people know me by now. If one of my friends is saying racist or homophobic things, it's over. It's over. I don't spend time with them. But people have found a way to support Donald Trump when I never would. Who also, I don't believe for one second, they're racist or they're homophobic. Some who follow Trump, yes, they are. People I'm close to, if I'm close to him, I don't believe that for a second.
But I could see where people say if you vote for Donald Trump, you're voting for policies that are racist, that are homophobic, that are sexist. People could make that argument.
They could. I'm just taking the other side of the argument and could find other parts of it. I don't think that automatically makes you a racist or homophobic because you are behind a guy who has said a remarkable run of insulting things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.